We have Janelle Teppin, Dundas City Administrator, is with us. Good morning, Janelle.
Good morning, Jeff.
Thank you so much for coming in today.
My pleasure, as always.
Let's talk about the Dundas City Council meeting last night. Financial audits, those are always fun.
Yep, but, they sure are.
they're only fun if everything comes out good.
And this one did, so we're all good.
Good. What is that required by state that you do that? Who did the audit?
We hire a firm called Bergen KDV. They responded to a request for proposals that we put out a couple of years ago, and we engage with them every year. And so we've got the process down pretty well with them, and our finance consultant, Abdo Financial Solutions, and internal city staff, and we pull everything together that they ask of us, and they pull it all together into a report. They do our financial statements, and then they also provide a communications letter, which is just a separate kind of document. And probably within a couple of days, you can find, if you're interested, you can find both the financial statements and that communications letter posted on our city website. But the auditors were present at the meeting last night, and they communicated with the city council that they gave the city an unqualified report, which means that everything is good. We are, everything balance. We keep the right records. We can pull up payroll records. We can pull up contracts, that kind of thing. All the things that they check for.
All right. Well, good news there.
Yes,
it was. You probably already knew that, though.
Yeah, we feel pretty good about it.
Yeah.
We wrap up the audit and we step right into budget season.
So. All right. Let's move into fire code season. I don't know if there's a season for fire codes, but that was on the agenda last night. What was discussed and what action did you take?
So this is a collaborative effort with the NAFRS Joint Powers Board, the Northfield Area Fire and Rescue Service, the City of Northfield, and the City of Dundas to adopt the same fire code. So we have a uniform fire code that talks about, parking in fire lanes and open burning, if you have a recreational fire in your backyard, everything that goes along with that, so that our new fire chief / code enforcement official, Tom Nelson, is enforcing the fire code equally across the two jurisdictions.
Mm-hmm.
So Northfield has already previously adopted that fire code, and last night it was Dundas City Council's turn to do the same.
Yep.
Chief Nelson appeared at the meeting last night and spoke about the fire code, and council really didn't have very many questions about it, and it was adopted.
All right. Good to hear. Once again, Janelle Teppin, Dundas City Administrator, is with us. You also had a work session last night to talk about the pavement management plan and how to pay for it. We've talked about the pavement management in the past, but the funding is going to be is what you were discussing last night.
Right. So our consulting engineer, WSB, last year did a study of all 11 miles of city roadways in Dundas, and they rate the condition of the streets, and they can then predict when and what type of maintenance the streets are going to need over time. And so we have that pavement management plan, and now we've moved on in the discussion about how we fund that ongoing maintenance. That pavement management plan says that not all of our roadways, but a good portion of our roadways are in good condition, but we want to be prepared for the future so that we're maintaining them, and we have the funds available to do some of those bigger projects like mill and overlays or the big reconstruction. And that pavement management plan says that we need about $350,000 a year in order to fund our road maintenance. And it's not like There may be years where we spend $350,000. There may be years when we spend $100,000. But there may be a year when we need to spend $1 million. So even though it says $350,000 a year, we would bank that, if you will, as time goes by. So when we have those bigger projects, we have the funds available to do that. So there are a number of funding options available to cities when you talk about their ongoing road maintenance. One is just general fund tax levy. Two is assessments. And three, an option available like the city of Northfield has done is to adopt franchise fees. And so our direction from the city council last night was to use all three, at least for discussion purposes right now, as we continue to have these conversations about funding our pavement management plan. Mm-hmm. So we'll be coming back with to them in the near future with more specifics about how we can implement some of these things as time goes on.
Now, will this fund, will it be a separate fund, separate from the general fund, or is this all part of the general fund?
Well, it's all part of the general fund, but mm-hmm. we can kind of carve out dollars and put them aside for spending on specific projects.
Mm-hmm.
So, if we collect, let's say, franchise fees, that doesn't go just into, we're restricted from spending those dollars anywhere we want mm-hmm. by state law. So they need to be segregated from the general tax dollars.
All right. And speaking of road construction, everybody's kind of scrambling this kind of a year because there's potholes everywhere, private property and in public roads and such. And we're all kind of waiting for the weather to get good enough so we can start fixing those. Are we there yet?
No, we're not there yet. I just walked in and it was like 20 degrees out.
Yeah.
So, and we're expecting more rain and snow this at the end of the week. So until we can see some consistently warm weather and mm-hmm. kind of the frost is out of the ground, we're not really going to be able to do much patching. Unfortunately.
Deep sigh. That's
no,
okay. Yeah.
I hit one the other day that set off my windshield wipers.
Wow. That's a pothole. All right. Janelle, anything else?
Easter egg hunt.
Oh,
Saturday,
sure.
April 8th at 10 a.m. at Memorial Park. 4,000
yeah.
Easter eggs full of candy.
Woo! Have you
Come
filled
on
them all
down.
Up yet? All right. Thanks, Janelle.
Thanks, Jeff.
Janelle Teppin, once again, Dundas City Administrator. You're listening to 95.1 FM and AM 1080 KYMN Northfield. Bob's got the forecast next.
Hi, Dr. Michael Ritchie, Ritchie Eye Clinic and LASIK Center. It's time to get outdoors. Ice fishing, skiing, snowmobiling. But this year, end the foggy glasses.